Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Howdy! It's
Hello.
Thursday!
Hello there!
Hello! Well, it's Thursday right now, but it may not be Thursday when you're watching or listening to this. Anyway, the room is full. We've got Danielle. We've got Hello. Froggy. Scotty B. is eating...
What? Tomatoes. They're grape tomatoes. Grape
tomatoes. Yeah, nice. And back in the background is Andrew, who I'm sure we'll call up to the front line in a minute. Hi, Andrew. And there's Scary, and there's Nate, and there's Garrett, and Dave Brody. And once again, Gandhi out because she says she's going to a wedding in Dominican Republic. So she'll be back with us on Monday. So there you go. Hey, I'm not spoiling anything, by the way. I just want to let you know that New York Post today, if you go to nypost.com, a couple of interesting stories. One, there's kind of an interesting explanation for the ending to Ozark. There are spoilers in this article, so don't read it unless you've gone through the entire series.
I have not finished.
It's kind of fascinating what they're saying. So if you're a little perplexed by the ending of Ozark, maybe it could help you formulate an opinion. There's also another story in today's New York Post about the loss of Naomi Judd and her daughter, Ashley Judd, I believe, was on Good Morning America this morning.
Yeah.
And she revealed how they found her mother passed away and what caused the her death. And it's very interesting now that we're in the middle of Mental Health Month, right?
Yeah.
That's what comes to play here. But that was this morning on Good Morning America. It was the first time that was revealed. It's a very, very touching article. That's all in today's New York Post. By the way, they're not paying me to say that.
They might as well at this point.
Send them an invoice.
There's some interesting stuff in there. That's all I'm saying.
Do you think if you send them an invoice, they'd pay it? They don't know.
No, they wouldn't. No, not at all. we rip off New York Post all the time. It's the least we can do to support them. All right, those are my announcements for the day. Who else has an announcement? Let's make this announcement day.
Oh.
Like what? Danielle, anyone? Maybe think about it for a second.
Okay,
but maybe someone has. Yeah, Danielle?
I have to think about it.
I've got one.
Nate always has an announcement.
You're pregnant. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yes, son. 3 months right now. Now, okay, what do you guys think about weekday drinking?
You're asking Elvis what he thinks about weekday drinks.
I like it more toward the end of the weekend.
You're all for it?
Yeah.
Day or night?
Night.
No. Yes.
No?
Well, I love it. Watching a movie with my husband on the couch and a glass of wine, it's the best.
Yeah, weekday drinking's fabulous. But I don't do, the only time I really, really weekday drink is if Alex is with me, or if I'm in the city and we're going to lunch.
Okay.
But usually I try to move it all to the weekend. But
or anyway, if I eat lunch, or if I eat dinner, or if
or there's a dessert.
With every breath I take.
So last night we had, you know, we barbecued, we ate outside, and then we went to our fire pit, and then we started a little fire, and then we had some drinks, and our neighbors see us having a fire, and they're like, hey, we'll join you. And they bring over drinks. So I'm like, okay, I've already had one. I can't refuse another. Mm. And then it, you know, two turned into three. And I'm like, it's 9:45. Right. I got to get some sleep. And I know that sounds early, but for us, that's late, right? Yeah. So I actually have a bit of a headache this morning. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. I can't do it.
Only you can control that. It's totally under your control.
We had some friends of ours who were drinking. We were hanging out in our driveways as we do in our neighborhood. And one day I see this couple that we're really good friends with, and they look like they're hammered. It's just like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And I said, what are you guys doing? And he goes, we're on spring break. Like, what do you mean on spring break? He's like, everybody else is on spring break. We're taking one today, too. And they were hammered. I'm like, okay, I guess whatever reason you need. Oh my
God. When it comes to drinking, though, like I know with eating, like your metabolism, you can't eat like you do when you were younger. But what is it with drinking that like you can't drink like you did when you were in college and like in your young 20s? What, I don't know what it is. That's why I'm asking.
Maybe you're not used to it as much.
It's not your metabolism, though, is it?
I think it's your liver
or
the way you process it or something.
No. You have a whole different set of rules going on in your body when you get older. It takes longer to recover.
Yeah.
So it's your liver then that doesn't catch up or whatever.
Not necessarily. It could be many things inside that aren't catching up.
If you're going to do weekday drinking though, shouldn't you do it more toward like a Wednesday or a Thursday night, knowing that the weekend is closer? Because Sunday and Monday night are a bitch.
I'll agree with you there.
Yeah.
Did it on Monday. It was weird on Tuesday. Like, it was like, I drank on Saturday and then Sunday, and then here's Monday. And then Tuesday felt weird. It's like, I don't like this feeling on a Tuesday where it's like.
Well, you never catch up.
Right,
on
exactly.
Sleep.
I feel like I'm catching up on everything.
Yeah.
And we're at Friday already. So I'm finally.
You guys
up.
Are lightweights. Lightweights.
I was just going to say, Elvin, I don't think I've ever seen you hungover. I've seen you still drunk.
Oh, no.
Well, that's the key. Stay drunk. You won't be hungover.
I think we've seen him hungover.
He doesn't experience a hangover like we experience hangovers.
Like
Elvis is happy when he's. I think you might still be drunk or something because I'm miserable, but you're like having the time of your life. It's great. I wish I could be like you.
Look, you know.
I remember that time.
I have a different level of tolerance for drugs.
Yes, you do.
I remember that time in Iowa. I asked Elvis,
Don't talk about Iowa.
But Elvis, have you ever had those moments like we've all had, like hungover the next day, and you're like, I'm not getting out of bed? Because we don't see those because we're not in bed with you.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. No matter how tired we are, no matter maybe hungover or not feeling well, we usually find a way to make it in here and do a show.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Typically.
Yeah. I mean, like the other day, Danielle had a bad migraine.
Oh.
And you would have, if I was listening in my car, I would have never known that she was thrown up in the trash can in between breaks.
Right.
That was awful. But I've done it even when I was pregnant, like, I would come. I did not miss a day of work pregnant.
Exactly.
With either
Danielle
kid.
Is a the show must go on. You
yeah.
know. But, okay. So last week when you guys filled on Friday, I didn't call in drunk on Friday. I called you Thursday. It was daylight still where I was.
Mm-hmm.
We were going through a lot of emotional things and we were preparing for some personal emotional things and I just knew I just needed a day off.
Yeah.
Right. And that's totally fine. You know. I mean, when you explained it to me. You said, I got a lot of stuff going on. I'm going to be thinking about it all day. And that's totally fine. Yeah. But you hadn't even been drinking, if I'm not mistaken. So. No.
But then, knowing I wasn't getting up the next day, we hit the bars, baby.
But sometimes you plan that way. Like, you know what? I'm going out tonight. I'm probably going to drink a lot. Just to let you know I'm not coming tomorrow. I'm not wasted yet, but I'm going to be.
Well, no, I've never done that. But it's a great idea. Maybe that's why that's why Gandhi's all gone for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So what about non-drinkers? Like, Brody, you're not really a drinker, really, are you?
Right.
Right.
No, I'm not. So, no, I very little.
All right. Would you have an announcement to make? Nate's was, hey, how about you weekday drinkers? What's your announcement?
My announcement is I've started drinking.
No. Okay.
No, legitimately, I've started to enjoy a little Kahlua and milk a couple of days a week.
Really?
Oh, that isn't drinking. Well, you are like you should talk, okay, Mr. Nate. White Russian.
Yeah, not White Russian Nate.
I freely admit that that's not drinking when I make a quote-unquote chocolate milk.
Well, hold on a second. Don't
you call that drinking. You call that drinking, Nate, to be fair.
I
don't
know,
drink, but shame me.
But when I do, I'm making a joke about it because it's not drinking. I mean, you're basically drinking a chocolate milk at that point.
Hold on a second. If a vegetarian eats a piece of steak twice a week, you'd be like, oh my God, you're eating steak. I don't drink at all. I tell you I'm drinking Kahlua. You're like, ah, fuck you, Brody. That's not drinking.
But isn't it all dependent on the alcohol, the alcohol content? What's the difference? What the drink is?
Yeah, thank you, Scotty.
Okay, unless he's downing an entire bottle of Kahlua, I don't think he's going to get trashed on Kahlua and milk.
Okay, what, Danielle, what since you had a bottle of a glass of wine on a couch with Sheldon, you're like, "Woo, Danielle, wow!" I'm drinking Kahlua. Well, it's, you know,
how much alcohol is in Kahlua? I have no clue.
I'm going to look up
as
the alcohol.
As much as wine.
He's going to graduate from Bartles and James
wine
next week.
Cooler.
Thanks,
you still make that?
The theme of Kahlua is you don't drink a lot of it. It's very concentrated in flavor, is it not?
Yeah, it's 20% ABV, so relatively low in alcohol.
What about Bailey's? I have some Bailey's occasionally, too.
Isn't 20% high?
Does anybody else want to just have a conversation with Brody about what's going on?
Bailey's is 17.
We're drinking so much now?
That's high, though.
So
isn't,
much,
that's
high.
Isn't beer like 6-something?
Yeah, but you also don't put as much in it. Like, I can't imagine Brody's pouring the same amount as a glass of wine.
Yeah, you know? Okay, that's very high.
If it counts, drinking a pitcher of it.
Kahlua is very concentrated. You don't drink, 12-ounce bottle of it.
I also had some Chambord last week. Anybody?
Do you measure it out, like, with the tequila when I just dump it in and get yelled at? Like, do you measure out stuff like that? Like White Russians or whatever the hell these things are?
I pour like a half inch in the bottom of the cup and I put milk in it.
Oh, okay. That's it.
I don't think people actually measure stuff. Only bartenders, maybe, when they're first starting out. But people don't measure things.
No, dump it in. Yeah. The more the merrier.
A lot of bars insist their bartenders measure because
for money,
they go out of business.
Right. Yeah. All right, if I weren't there, they'd be out of business.
Scary, do you have an announcement? Scary, what's your announcement?
I don't have an announcement other than I'm still shocked from Garrett's announcement yesterday that he's in love with Roseanne, 1972. We're talking about my mom.
Your mother.
My mom's
Did
black
you tell
and white
her I said
photo.
Hello?
It was a very, so that leads me to my announcement. It was an awkward conversation.
Wait, you just said you don't have an announcement.
Well, that is the precursor to me speaking with my parents after the show yesterday.
Okay,
and,
how'd that go?
You know, we just kind of skirted the issue, and we're like, so, how's the weather? So, you guys going on a trip pretty soon, and hey, make sure you go get your
COVID
test.
Get to the point where Garrett wants to bang your mom.
It was, no, we never came up because we don't talk about those things in my family. We don't talk about them out loud.
We don't talk about mom banging.
I mean, Garrett. Although I'm okay with it. Fine.
So your announcement is you didn't talk to your parents about it.
Right. It was an awkward conversation skirting the issue.
Let's go back to me drinking
full well cola. That they saw the podcast.
This sounds pretty awkward, just this conversation right here. Danielle, are you ready for your announcement?
I really don't have one. I'm just going to, yesterday was Eat Anything You Want Day, and I'm just going to continue today. That's all.
All right.
That's all.
Did you have an announcement, Froggy, or did you do
that? I could. Yesterday was my dad's birthday, and so we're at his house, and we were getting some stuff together for dinner, and there's just shit everywhere. And I said to him, I said, Dad, why don't you throw some of this stuff out? And he looked at me and goes, this could be my last birthday. That'll be your job.
Oh, God.
I'm like, Dad, I don't want to hear that. I'm like, no, don't say that. He's like, no, I'm not cleaning this stuff up. That'll be your problem, not mine. He goes, I'm at the age, I'm not cleaning anything up. I'm like, okay.
Wait, Danielle, didn't your mother say that to you once? I'm not going to clean up this house. You can clean this house out when I'm gone.
Oh, no, that's actually somebody in my family that bought a new house. She said, I said, why are you getting a bigger house? And she's like, oh, I'll be here a couple of years. I go, yeah, but then you're going to go. And she goes, that's my kid's problem, not my problem.
Oh, my God.
I overheard that same conversation at the nail salon where the woman said to her friend, I was thinking of selling the house, but then I decided, it's just too much for me. My kids will deal with it when I die.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Like, that's so not right. night.
Yes, it is. I can't wait to clean my parents' house out.
What?
I think I want to find all the old fun stuff. I think that's great.
Okay,
I want
to go through it before they throw it out. Dead.
Okay.
You're weird,
What's your
Scotty?
Announcement, Scotty? Scotty, what's your announcement?
Oh, an announcement?
We've been doing it for like 15 minutes now.
No, I was going to bring it up on the show tomorrow because it's Saturday, but I'll say it here. So this Saturday, what you're supposed to do, have you heard of Stamp Out Hunger? So every year, the Letter Carriers Association from the post office, if you put non-perishable food items outside your mailbox on this particular day, this year, it's this Saturday, they will pick it up and donate it to local food pantries in your area.
They will?
Yeah, it's called Stamp Out Hunger. So just go around your house and collect cans and boxes of stuff and food and put it outside of your house by the mailbox, and they'll pick it up Saturday morning.
Fun. Oh, wow. Oh, cool.
But don't put like the shitty stuff out there, like the pumpkin filling. And like put right. stuff that people will like, actually
people need
eat.
Pumpkin filling. But here's the thing.
Scotty puts it out there.
I worked at one of the sorting centers one year. Don't put expired stuff out because the people there have to sort through it and throw out the expired things. So
yeah. So don't put expired pumpkin filling.
Okay. So I'm going to take all these cereal boxes behind me. I'm going to put it by my mailbox on Saturday morning.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
You know, Nate, you can use pumpkin pumpkin filling in a lot of different things other than pumpkin pie.
And it's also good for diarrhea for your dogs.
Okay. It is. Yeah. You know what? I wish I had some really? Right now.
I know what I was eating later today.
It's stamp out hunger, not stamp out canine diarrhea.
It's true, but, you know.
Each their own.
It works.
Okay. Just saying.
All right.
All right.
Well,
who hasn't made an announcement?
Oh, by the way, can I add something?
Wait, Garrett, hold on. Yeah, add something.
If you are going to use the pumpkin to stop your dog's diarrhea, make sure it's the pure pumpkin, not the one with all the nutmeg and crap in it.
Yeah, not the pumpkin pie filling.
Right, exactly.
How do I follow diarrhea?
Yes, Garrett, what's your announcement?
From a distance.
Go ahead.
So I don't know. I think I'm just going to ask. There's a rumor going around from a screening of Top Gun we went to on Monday night that someone in the Zoom room brought free candy to a free movie.
you're talking to Brody, then?
Yes. So okay. People were saying that you brought food in a white plastic bag with you to the movie.
Okay, so I brought a water bottle, which because I wanted to drink water and not drink soda. And I had a little bag of Smart Pop popcorn so I could eat healthy because I knew the snacks at the movie theater wouldn't be healthy. So that's why
Fair enough. So, well, then we cleared up that rumor. Then.
Did you eat? Did you eat healthy?
Hold on. What are you trying to start, Garrett?
No, I was just seeing if Brody brought food into the movie theater.
Wait a minute. So you didn't go to the concession stand?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't buy anything from the concession stand.
He didn't have to. We brought it all with him.
But then how come? Garrett had said something about him cutting off of somebody.
That was scary.
It was a text message.
It was a text message.
A text messenger. Garrett's heavyset friend with the baseball cap, if he knows who it is, was second in line. My friend Jeff, who I went to the theater with, was first in line. So I went over to say hi to Jeff while he was ordering his food. And I didn't order. So when they opened up a second register, I said to the guy, hey, I'm not ordering. If you'd like to go ahead of me, please do. I'm not online. And he said, no, I'm good. I can wait. I said, no, the register's open. Go ahead. I'm not ordering. He said, oh, okay. And that was it. Then he texted in and I said, I didn't cut you in line. He goes, oh, I was just kidding. So that's what
did this story really require you calling him heavyset?
Yes. Because he was in line with popcorn.
Because I wanted Garrett to know who I was talking about, and I even said that in my explanation.
Defend yourself all you want.
But he would be a great lawyer. Seriously. He would be a very good lawyer.
Okay, did I say the fat guy? I said the heavyset. I was polite about
same
it.
Same thing.
No I said heavyset guy, so Garrett go, oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, that guy's a prankster.
He wasn't heavyset. He was big boned.
He was very large boned then.
So wait, did you only eat the Smart Pop, the better popcorn for you, or did you eat that big thing of popcorn we all got?
Why is this a thing?
I'm just curious.
Wait, if you knew the popcorn from the theater was free, would you have eaten it then?
He did eat it.
Well, I did know it was free. I had a little because I wanted some good popcorn. Then I ate my little bag of healthy popcorn and I drank my water. I didn't drink the soda and I'm trying desperately to be healthy. This is not a thing.
All right. And he's
drinking. I didn't order so the fat guy can go ahead of me.
That's okay. God. I load my pockets up when I go to the theaters too.
And he's being healthy by adding more alcohol to his system during the
week. Yeah, and I put skim milk in it. So again, I'm trying to be a little healthier.
Ew.
Okay. It wasn't a word about it. It was Kahlua.
All right, so I guess that's our announcement for the day.
Yeah,
we went. The fat guy had the free popcorn.
Brody,
we went way over this time.
Well, in for a dime, in for a dollar, whatever the expression.
Are we over 15 minutes? Because we got stuff to do.
We're done,
Brody.
We really should stop now. Bye.
We love you.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said, my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.